Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, 5 years, oof. And also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. You might be dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person. So today's episode is going to be about, what do narcissists do when you leave? What does a narcissist do when you leave them? When you finally decide the time, like the clock has expired on this relationship. The clock has struck midnight on this relationship, and the narcissist has turned back into a pumpkin. they've turned back into the frog that you kissed initially. You know what I mean? So the answer to this question is going to be, it depends, y'all. Because sometimes, look, first of all, a lot of times sometimes the narcissistic person wants you to leave. That's when the reverse disorder comes into play, when they want you to leave, where they will intentionally push you away. They will treat you badly. They will neglect you. They will mentally, verbally, sometimes physically abuse you or whatnot, to the point where you just decide, you know what? It's time for me to go. It's time for me to bounce. I'm done with this. I can't deal with it anymore. I can't handle it anymore. I'm out. That's what happens with the reverse discard, where you decide that you want to leave them. And when you do leave them, they play the victim. They move on quickly, and they have that front end excuse where they say, hey, look, I tried. I wasn't good enough. They left me. I didn't leave them. They ended the marriage. What do you want me to do? You want me to sit and cry? No, I'm going to move on. So sometimes, like I said, they move on without a fuss because they want you to leave. So if you do leave, and they want you to leave, they move on without a fuss. Sometimes they move on with a fuss. Sometimes they will still move on because when you do leave, it still hurts. You know, even though sometimes they want you to leave, it still hurts. So their rejection, their rejection might make them obsessive and they want to punish you. You mean, depending on how you ended it. If you blasted them on social media, or they came home and you were gone, that type of stuff, they might view that as a form of rejection. And they might try to take it out on you in a divorce. They might try to take it out on you in a breakup or whatever. When y'all separated. They might try to manipulate the kids and things like that. That's just the way it goes when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, whoever. You know what I mean? So if they want you to leave, then that's how they could behave right there. I know y'all looking at this shirt, y'all. This shirt right here is part of the brand. It's the I Love Me brand. This is the I'm Free stage. The self-love brand is available. The link is in the description and things like that. So cop one. I'm free. Self-love. I love me. but yeah. So what happens when you leave them and they don't want you to leave? Woo! So let me preface this. Of course, use discretion. And do not let what I say next keep you in a toxic relationship if that's not where you want to be at. That person does not own you. You do not belong to that person. You see what I'm saying? So if you come upon this narcissistic person and they want you to, and they are not ready to leave, but you dip out on them. You come home, they come home, and your stuff is gone, and you left the note, or you haven't left the note. You ghosted them. Woo! You've broken up with them and told everybody on social media or whatever. Woo! Look, y'all, some of these narcissists and toxic people think that you belong to them. They claim ownership on you. You are the moon. I sound stupid right now. I cannot remember. It's not Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong, who landed on the moon? It was Lance Armstrong. It was Lance Armstrong. Wait, no. Oh my goodness. So you are the moon. You are the moon. Oh my goodness. First person on the moon. Buzz Aldrin. Neil Armstrong. Lance Armstrong, the bicyclist. Oh God, I feel so stupid. Ignore that narcissistic brain fart right there. I got Armstrong right. I got Armstrong right. Don't you dare. Don't you dare click off this video. I got Armstrong right. I just had the wrong first name because Lance Armstrong is mega famous. You know what I mean? Tour de France, not Lance. Okay, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Okay. Let's get back to my analogy. God, I gotta explain analogy. You are the moon. They are Neil Armstrong. They have laid claim to you. You belong to them. They are not ready for you to go. So they will. Here comes the hoovering. Here comes the crying. Here comes the begging. Here comes the stalking. Here comes the harassment. Here comes them popping up at your job. Here comes them calling you incessantly. Here comes them blowing your phone up, blowing your text messages up, you know, popping up at your house, you know, trying to find where you are, reaching out to your friends and family, reaching out to your parents, reaching out to, you know, asking the kids where you are to disclose your location. Some of these narcissistic people, when you leave them, can become very, very obsessive and very, very dangerous, because the first thought that goes into a narcissist's brain is that you've left them for someone else. That's the first thought that goes on in their brain, that you've left them for someone else, that you can, like, we can't fathom that you can, we can't fathom that you can just leave because we're treating you terribly. But you have to be leaving us for someone else. So we want to know who else is in the picture. So they will become extremely obsessive, because sometimes, look, because this is what most narcissists would do. They would leave you and try to replace you immediately. So they're assuming that you have done the same thing. So they become extremely obsessive over you. So protect your peace, protect yourself. You mean, you know who you're dealing with. I don't, like, so you know who you're dealing with when you're dealing with this narcissistic person. You've dealt with them for years, however long. When you leave them, protect your peace, because the way you leave them matters. Because if you leave them and ghost them and you go no contact, oh my God, that narcissistic person might go crazy. They might pull their hair out. They're going to threaten to take their own life. They're going to try to unalive themselves. They're going to be posting all kinds of cryptic statuses about going to see God face to face. You don't have to pray for me no more. I'm going to be talking to God right in his, I'm going to be writing, I'm going to be right. They said they pretty much gonna be able to hug God. They would give God a high five and hug him. Like, thanks God, I'm just good. It's good to see you face to face. You know, they gonna be sending little silly innuendos like that, like they're about to take their own life or something like that. Don't go back to them. If they say they're going to take their own life, guess what they're going to do to you if you go over there. If they are serious, most times they're not gonna be serious. But if they are serious about taking their own life, do you think for one instant that they're going to just leave you here? No, they're gonna take you with them. If I can't have you, no one will. That's the mindset of some of these toxic ass people. If I can't have you, no one will. If they say that type of shit to you, take it seriously, y'all. Seriously, take that type of stuff seriously. You know, one thing I've learned while doing this for so long, talking to thousands of people over the last few years, is the fact that I don't put anything past anyone. I don't care how quiet they are. I don't care if they never put their hands on you before. That person can explode if you leave them. That when you leave them, not if, when you leave them, they could explode and go crazy. I mean, they could. They want to say take all precautions necessary. Do that. If you have to exchange kids, try to do it in the police parking lot. Don't let that person come to your house. Because I'll only watch the kids at your house. That's control, y'all. Because when you break up with them, they still want to control your life. That loss of control, that fear of losing control over you, can drive some narcissistic people crazy. It absolutely 100,000% can. But that fear is not your fear. Your fear, let that fear be your strength to help you move forward in these processes and things like that, to help you keep keep the faith. Because, like, I tell this to people all the time, leave when you are ready to leave. Leave when you are done. Because if you leave and you hurt that person's feeling and they become obsessive over you and they stalk you and harass you and you go back to them, oh my goodness. Woo! If you leave them and you go back to them after they had to stalk, harass you, hoover you back in, reach out to your friends and family, first of all, they're going to feel embarrassed. They're going to feel ashamed and they're going to be angry as hell at you. They're going to be furious at you. They'll be furious at you. They might treat you better for a little bit, but sooner or later, it's going to go back to what it was, and it's going to probably get worse. It's probably going to get worse in a lot of these circumstances. It's going to go back to the way, it's going to either go back to the way it was, or it's going to get systematically worse. So leave when you are ready to leave. Find a support system, because when you leave a narcissist, they could go crazy. Some of them might not go crazy. Some of them might move on into the, and you might not hear from them. They might go ghost on you and you might reverse hoover yourself back into the relationship. Don't do that. Don't reverse Hoover yourself. Don't do that. You know what I mean? If you are gone, stay gone. Don't give this person opportunity to manipulate you, gaslight you, treat you horribly, because guess what? They absolutely will. They will. They will. I'm just telling you, they will. And people, I tell people that some people don't want to listen to me. Some people don't believe me. I'm just telling you. Just because they haven't put their hands on you before doesn't mean that when you leave them, they won't go crazy and put their hands on you if they find you, if they track you down. When you leave, you need to protect yourself, because when you leave a narcissist, they could absolutely go crazy. They could go outright. Like I'm saying, they could threaten you. They could threaten themselves. They can threaten your family. They can threaten everybody. I'm going to expose these pictures of you. I'm going to expose these videos we made. I'm going to if you don't come home, I'm going to expose. Like it having a damn expose at a museum or something like that, y'all. You have to empower yourself to stay gone. When you are gone, you need to stay gone. I know you don't have to hate them to leave them, y'all. You can absolutely love them from a distance. You can love somebody and cut off access. You know what I mean? Like I said before, you can love them from across the street. Hey, I still love you over there. I still love you, but you know, I can't allow you access to me. Have a good life. You don't have to hate them to move on. You can just choose you, y'all. And there's nothing wrong with choosing you. I promise you that. I promise. Okay, y'all. I'm gonna cut this thing short. I try to keep these around 11 minutes, y'all. If you haven't already, y'all wanna meet up. Y'all wanna come to the meetup in Toronto, Canada, the next week on the 19th. Come through. The link is in the description. NARC Avengers, NARC Avengers.com/Toronto. Get registered up. Come through. See me. Say hey. I love to meet people. I've influenced. I love that. I love it. I love it. You know. And also, yeah, if you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Let's get this up to 1,000 ratings. You don't have to rate me perfectly. Just give me 1,000 ratings. We're at like 704, 705. Thank you so much for the people who left reviews so far. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like I said, the brand is here. I love me. I'm free. This is your state. If you free, you free. You know what I mean? I had to wear this shirt when you leave video. Freedom. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.